It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, so the positive spin on my day is that I've got a brand new sweatshirt on, and it's very cozy, even though I'm going to have to rip it off in about 2 hours when it becomes 90 degrees outside, which I'm very excited for, too. So
2 hours, two minutes?
Sometimes just wearing a new piece of clothing makes you feel good. So my new Project Bubbaloo sweatshirt from the golf outing on Friday for congenital heart disease. So how does it look?
It looks comfortable.
It's cozy, and I'm going to be wearing it all winter. So that's my little victory, new sweatshirt.
Who dis?
DZ.
My little victory is that if you were listening yesterday, had an update of Sammy being hurt somehow and magically needing to go to the doctor. So
is he okay?
That kid is fine. The little victory is that kid might win an Oscar, and he might be an EGOT winner one day, because the performance he put on to get him, to get us to go take him to get an X-ray yesterday, mwah, chef's kiss. That boy is.
But the little victory is he's just fine.
Exactly. That's the true little victory.
The X-ray is done, and he's just fine.
He was complaining about his ankle hurting for basically a whole day and a half, and we're like, all right, let's actually bring him in. And we had been communicating with the school, and they said, he seems fine, but is also limping, so it's up to y'all.
Oh, he was limping, too?
Yeah, the whole day. Even funnier. The whole day limping.
Even funnier.
So, obviously, X-ray says he's good. No bone bruise, no swelling, no nothing. So, the doctor just bandaged him up and was like, he's a very adorable kid. Bring him by any time.
Maybe he's trying to be you.
Me what?
You were limping all summer. Maybe.
Oh, you want surgery?
Maybe.
Oh, he wants knee surgery?
He's four. He doesn't understand what he'd have to go through. He's four, dude. Maybe.
You think he saw the attention I got when I was hurt, and he was like, I want the same attention my dad got?
Maybe. I don't know. Bruh. I think he's adorable, and I think I'm so glad he's healthy and fine. That's
Thank
a little
you.
Victory.
The little victory is, you know, our four-year-old is good, and, you know, no matter how annoying he might be.
He's so cute. All right, the question of the day is coming up next, and we've got more tickets today to see 21 Pilots next week. They're going to be here in less than a week in town, so those are happening this morning. Question of the day is next. Wait to hear what this one is. Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, in honor of Fright Fest being at Six Flags Great America right now, I have to ask everyone today, water park or amusement park? And here's the problem. You have to pick one. And I say that because for me, it's a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
I love both. Yeah. I don't want to pick, man.
Six Flags got both too. So it's
That's what made me think of it.
Even though, you know, Hurricane Harbor isn't open anymore. But
when you said that, I forgot about Hurricane Harbor. So I was like, oh my gosh, like if I had to pick, what would I do?
And one of the things I used to love was walking out soaking wet of the water park and going to dry off on some roller coasters. It was so much fun, bro.
I know.
I lived right across the street. Like, I was Six Flags spoiled, which isn't very spoiled. But
could also work in the Dells.
Yeah, in the Dells would
work,
too.
You're at Mount Olympia.
Ooh.
You're in the water. You're going to go ride the coaster, whatever.
Drying off on a coaster or what?
Okay, so it's water park or amusement park. This is really tough for me because it also matters, do I feel like being in a swimsuit that day? Do I want to run around at a water park in a swimsuit? Do I want to climb 50 stairs to the top of the water slide?
Or wait 3 hours in line each ride?
Right. Honest to God.
Both are not as fun
Neither
as you think.
Neither one is fun, but I would do it.
The outcome is worth it.
Oh my gosh.
But is the wait time worth it?
Water park or amusement park? 414-533-1037. I really want both, DZ. I don't want to pick.
I hear you.
And okay, wait. What are you picking?
My life has changed as I've grown older. I used to be a roller coaster strict kind of guy.
Yeah?
I think as I've gotten older and a little bit bigger and a little bit wiser, I personally think water's a little bit safer and a more quaint endeavor for me.
Why?
Man, I've been kicked off a few rides because I've been a little too big in my days, and I've gone, you know what? Maybe not.
I've never seen you big enough to be kicked off a ride.
1,000%. When I worked here years ago, me and a homie, Wilfredo, we went to Six Flags with some other friends. I tried to get on Goliath. The knee click part and the thigh access part wasn't thighing and clicking, so they said, I'm sorry, sir. And I said, you know what? I was already getting a bad feeling about this anyway, so let me go ahead and get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no problem.
Dang.
No problem. Get off a roller coaster. And nowadays, you know, it's more of
coasters
more
so
of the
much.
Way I feel about some of the coasters, but I genuinely love love the thrill seek of a roller coaster.
Well, Sherry in Caledonia texted in, amusement park, 100%. I don't like water parks. I never learned how to swim. Sherry, I'm teaching you how to swim.
That matters.
Sherry, that's a life skill. That's life or death. No. What? How are you going to save your kids?
Princeton Club will give you some lessons. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to give you a damn lesson. I can't believe that. Sherry.
Swimming? One of my
You got to know how to swim, girl. You got to learn even as an adult.
A few of my friends.
It's a safety thing.
Don't know how to swim.
And it's a safety thing. Keep you got to learn. Especially if you have kids. Come on.
If you want to travel the world, if you want to go outside of your hometown, if you want to take a proper bath.
I don't know why I'm lecturing you people like it's your fault you didn't learn how to swim. It's your parents' damn fault. But
no, swimming
now
is important.
That you're an adult, don't be, aw.
Swimming is important.
I didn't know this. My mom learned as an adult.
Really?
I didn't know that. I was shocked. I was like, you had competitive swimmers as kids and you learned how to swim as an adult. Think about that, Sherry.
Maybe that's the next question. Do you or do you not know how to swim?
And why not?
And why not?
414-533-1037. Water park or amusement park? We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, water park or amusement park? That's what we're talking about today. 414-533-1037. Sign your name on the text, please, Lord.
Please do.
Jess and Tosa texted in and said, roller coasters all day, baby. Same, Jess. I don't know what I picked, but I think I'm going with amusement. It's so hard because I love both.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good water park, but I'm a roller coaster girl at the end of the day.
At heart?
Yeah.
But you were a swimmer.
I was a swimmer. I know, but I'd rather not climb the stairs. I'd rather wait in line. I'm going to be honest. Let's go to Shoop this morning. John Shoop, one of our regulars, math teacher extraordinaire.
Crunching numbers.
Shoop.
Shoop, baby.
Good morning.
Good morning. Shoop. You're picking water. Why?
Burn?
I'm a roller coaster guy.
Okay.
My wife and my son, right, Dre and Emerson, are huge water park.
So he does it for the family, not because it's his choice.
There
you know what? Getting your boy to go into the wave pool and convincing him to go on one of the water slides.
Yeah.
Like you said, you got to walk up all the stairs and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'll choose water park, and yes, Wisconsin Dells rules.
Awesome.
Wisconsin Dells.
Well, you sound like you're on a roller coaster right now, right? Shoop, if I'm being honest. This Bluetooth isn't working for me. I got to be honest.
You sound so far.
Hands in the air. Shoop. I know. We love you so much.
Man.
Have a great day at school, Shoop.
Love, man. We heard it all just from a distance. Our boy.
Let's go to Megan in Waukesha. Day two, trying to get her own theme song. She is struggling, boy.
Okay, Megan, I mean, Red Curly succeeded. Was that a snort? Did we just hear a snort? I got her.
Yeah. Somebody texted in and said, I've been on one roller coaster, thought I was going to die. Bye. Roller coasters are awesome, you guys. Megan, you're picking amusement park, though?
I am. I'm a roller coaster junkie, mm-hmm. and also any ride in an amusement park, you can find a water ride. So you still kind of get it out the world.
Like the log ride.
True.
Love the log ride. And
mm-hmm. The log ride feels universal. I don't know why. I've ridden it like at different amusement parks all over, and I don't know why. I feel like everybody's got a log ride.
Everybody got a version?
Yes. Some kind of version where the water flies in the air and you're in a log. I don't know.
Don't got to be Magic Mountain.
And, like,
there's one little hill at the bottom that you go down and you go, woo!
And there's always a bridge that splashes everybody else.
Yep.
Tell me I'm lying, bro.
It's so true.
Megan, we hear you.
Oh, man. All right, Megan. Well, I also told DZ, I said, I would think of some women, I'm making assumptions here, a lot of women wouldn't want to go because they don't want to be in suits. That's another reason at water parks.
I mean, yes, I don't mind being in a suit.
I don't either, but
I would rather just be on an amusement park.
Yeah, you get to wear your clothes.
I do hate the changing.
You don't have a suit going up your butt, you know, all the things.
I don't mind the suit on my butt.
I don't need a suit going up my butt.
Right, exactly. Wedgie City, baby. All right, thanks for calling, Megan.
All right.
Bye.
Appreciate you. Bye. Talk to you.
Love you. Bye.
Day three. Bye. Love you.
All right. So I'm reading the text here. Everybody's texting in. We're talking about, would you rather go to amusement park or water park? You have to pick. Becca from West Dallas texted in 414-533-1037. She said amusement park all day. Ain't no way I'm walking around looking like a wet rat willingly.
Hey, when you shape it like that, why you got to call us a wet rat? Just because we like to be in water?
All right, let's go to Lisa in West Dallas. She called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song, and she won tickets yesterday.
Ooh.
If you guys missed it, she won 21 Pilots tickets. It was amazing.
You could be like Lisa.
And she said her daughter that wanted to go to that concert.
Ooh, perfect.
Aww. Nah, hi, Lisa.
Morning. Good morning. I asked her a few months ago who she'd want to see, and she said 21 Pilots.
Aww.
Yay.
Say less.
I shouldn't have said hi, Lisa. I should have said hi, winner. How are you? you're going water park or you're going amusement park?
I am going water park because I'd rather go in the water and hang out than wait in line all day long.
Yeah,
usually, the water park is a little bit more effective.
It keeps going. Even though you have to climb 3 flights, you go immediately almost every time. It's like you wait for like 6 people and then you go. But you're right. In the roller coaster, you're waiting for an hour. I don't disagree.
You don't even got to get up on the slides. You could just hit up in the lazy river. You could chill in the wave pool. Mm-hmm. There's different options of variety, so you can always be submersed. And who doesn't like to just lay out in the sun? Come on now, everybody.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't, but
I do.
A lot of people do. I know. Mm-hmm. That's why I said it.
Mm-hmm. No, you're
right. I do love me some Fright Fest, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fright Fest is good stuff.
It's different fun. You're getting scared and spooked when you're walking around, right? It makes the roller coasters part of the experience.
But we're not giving you any tickets for that. Have a nice day, Lisa.
Love ya.
Love you back. She's trying to be like, what's up, guys?
Teddy's in Muskego, last but not least. Morning, Teddy.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm assuming since you drive a boat for a water ski team, I'm going to assume you're going to say water park.
Obviously.
You know, Allie, and that is where you're wrong, because they're both stupid places to go, and that's what I believe.
Shut your mouth, Teddy.
Water parks are gross and expensive. Amusement parks are expensive and boring.
Oh, my gosh, Teddy.
Says the guy with a boat,
You don't even get in the formation when you pull the water skiers. All you do is drive the boat, and you're going to tell me about thrill-seeking, Teddy?
Teddy! You know what?
I don't want to go.
You're
going. I don't want to be invited.
I'm taking
you. I don't care if it's free.
You're going.
I don't want to.
It's free.
You're either going or you're on suspension.
You and I are taking him to the Six Flags because he's going to have the time of his life with us.
Are you kidding me?
You're out of your mind right now, Teddy.
You don't want to? Well, now you're going. Mom and Dad said, get in the car.
Pick you up in my boat.
Get in the car, Theodore.
Damn it. What did Muskego do to you?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, we have a problem in your house?
Yeah, this one's us. Again.
Oh, no. Again. Hey, we all have our own stuff, DZ. It's okay.
And I appreciate
it. Are we giving you advice today?
Yes.
Hell yeah, let's go.
I genuinely appreciate it. And per usual, this one got to do with the kiddos.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
So our youngest, Danison, almost 2, turns 2 in November. We recently ditched a pacifier.
Yeah.
We did it quietly, right? He started biting them and, you know, breaking them. Because he's got full set of teeth now.
Totally.
Right? So we're like, all right, Poppy, throw it away, throw it wherever. And he's been receptive.
Yeah.
To the point where we ran out of the 30 that we had just lying around the house. Or so we thought.
Yeah.
He's been doing pretty good. The first few nights of sleep, we're like, oh, wow, magic. He went down a little fussy.
Sure.
But okay. Only thing we've noticed is that now, he's putting other things in his mouth. Now, not just his hands. Sure, he started hand suckling, whatever. Mm-hmm. Pacify with that, cool.
Yeah.
But he's putting Legos in his mouth. He's putting the Tony's little, you know, magnetic book readers, like the Hulk statue of him, sucking on it in his mouth.
He's putting things he shouldn't be.
The random off things that you go, that doesn't go in your mouth, Bobby, please don't. And it's because he's missing the pacifier.
Yeah.
So the other day, as we're tidying up, I find a pacifier.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, do I throw it away? Do I keep it? Because at the end of the day, I'll give him a pacifier back if he means he's going to stop putting potentially dangerous things in his mouth.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right. But we don't necessarily want to keep giving him the pacifier because he's been doing okay without it. Right? He's been doing all right.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I stashed it. Aaron doesn't even know I stashed it.
Oh, you're going to get in trouble. Because listen, kids will regress, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the chewing is not going to stop. Like, I don't think. Other parents can give their advice on this, but the chewing thing went on for years, I feel like, throughout toddler. Like, you're trying to get them to keep things out of their mouth.
Sammy never did.
They're chewing on stuff. And I don't know, maybe that does correlate with a pacifier. I don't know, because I remember when we stopped Owens. I don't remember stopping Hudson's, because that was all a blur, because mm-hmm. I was single by that point. But I remember when we stopped Owens, it went pretty smoothly. I thought the same thing. Oh, this is going to be a nightmare.
And it was
a few days, and it was fine. The potty training was the nightmare.
That's another story.
It wasn't the pacifier. I was way more worried than I should have been about that.
Yeah.
I understand why putting things in his mouth is an issue, though.
Because he's little. But you don't see him 24/7.
They're all, like, the teeth coming in and the chewing and all that stuff, and then, hard.
He doesn't care for, like, the actual chewable toys that you give him, right? Because he has the teethers and the random rings,
sure.
the braid. Of random silicone right. that he can gnaw on.
He doesn't care
for that. No, give me the Legos. Give me the Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Grab me the monster truck with the giant tire that fits in my throat perfectly.
I still sometimes have to yell at my kids, and they're 11. Okay, or 12.
Oral fixations.
Yes.
And as a parent?
Hudson tears up the straws. He tore up one of the straws in my Owala, and he didn't even realize. And it wasn't. And I was like, honey, you can't chew on these. These are not like.
It could be something ingrained.
You know what I mean?
It could be something ingrained. I mean, I chewed on caps and whatnot,
Pencils. Think about. I mean, we are the problem.
Hold on now.
We are the problem.
Hold on now. But hear me out.
Okay.
Sammy, our oldest, now 4-year-old, he really didn't use a pacifier. Mm-hmm. He didn't really even put things in his mouth. As a baby, like yeah. any baby, of course, they go to do it and you go,
Yeah.
And then the next time he'd go, and he yeah. wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
The anomaly. We're not approaching Danny the same way, nor are we trying
it's
to do the same
totally
thing.
It's a totally different situation because you got a two now.
A two-year-old, and we've got two kids.
Two-on-one is, no offense, easy. All you parents with two-on-one, yeah, you got the life right now. Live your best life and enjoy parenting while you can. That's all I got to say about that. Because once that you go past one, hello.
And they're different little bodies either way.
And they're totally different people.
So I'm looking at him going, my boy, how the hell do we get you to stop putting stuff in your mouth?
Yeah.
You're two. Mm-hmm. You're not going to listen realistically. Am I going to have to sprinkle paprika on all these toys?
No. Oh my gosh. Maybe.
Maybe.
Is that even... I don't know.
Is
that ethical?
Well,
paprika's not going to hurt them. But
pepper
let's go
or something.
To the phone.
Yeah,
let's go to the phones.
For
and
pets,
see.
They got a spray that you can spray on stuff if your cat's chewing on the post of the bed or something.
That's a pet, not a human. Go to the phones. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. Go ahead. Let's pick a line. I don't care. Somebody texted in and said, my grandkids never took a pacifier, didn't chew on anything. Well, you're no help then. We didn't need your input here.
Okay,
what is
so
that
going to
do for me? No offense, but all you're doing is bragging.
I need help here.
Jeez, hi,
help,
Kiss FM.
Brag.
Who's this?
This is Alan from Grafton.
Alan, hey, Grafton. Good morning, Alan. How many kids do you have?
I have three, and two of them are twin boys.
Oh.
Did they use pacifiers?
They did at first. They're NICU babies for a while, so they kind of got sick of the doctors playing with them all the time, trying to force them to.
Yeah.
Heard.
But
yeah.
Now they're 3 years old, and they currently chew on all Hot Wheels.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. I feel like Owen and Hudson did this for years, and I didn't know how to stop it either.
How do you curb it?
I don't know how to tell them it's going to keep going. I don't know what you do. What do you do, Alan?
You end up just going, stop!
Kind of.
You're going to die!
Maybe. You're going to choke to death! Yeah. What do you do, Alan?
The thing is that, well, back in the day, my mom used to put fingernail polish remover on my things. I'd always put it in my mouth.
Okay,
so
I don't advise that. That's toxic. That's really unethical. Okay, now that's really wrong. But
back in the day.
Yeah. They also used to put soap, which is also toxic in people's mouths.
Yeah,
but don't get me started.
The things we survived, boy, the things we survived.
All right, Alan.
But.
The thing is like the more more of like the you take them away, then they start crying, but you just gotta make sure you don't take them back. That's for sure. Or give them back.
You're saying push through is what you're saying, and just you're gonna be push fighting through, this fight for a while. It.
Don't yeah. definitely you know, don't give them the pacifier that we stashed.
No, I wouldn't.
No, because like you gotta think of it. Like if your parents told you not to do something, even whenever you're a teenager, did you end up doing it or did you actually not do it?
No contest. Pleading the fifth. Yeah. Appreciate your call.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good day, guys.
You too, bye. Alan. Later, man. You're pleading no contest, or you meant no comment?
I said no contest, no comment, and I plead the fifth. All that. Nope.
Oh, man. All right. 414-533-1037. You guys, we're going to talk to you next to help DZ.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So people are texting and calling in to help you to get your almost two-year-old to stop chewing on everything because you don't want him to choke and chew on Legos. You took the pacifier away. Don't give it back. You've gotten past it. Just don't bother.
Throw the stashed one away.
Throw them away. That's my advice. But we'll go to the phones and let everyone else say. Crystal from Caledonia texted in and said, I cut the nipple on the pacifier and told her it was broken. Then cut a little more off each day till the nipple was gone and she was done. Worked with both my kids. Well, the pacifier is not the issue. It's
pacifier's
just
gone.
Chewing on things, period. It's so hard. Like, I still deal with chewing issues, and my kids are older.
Now he's biting Hot Wheels, Legos, and random Tony's toys that he shouldn't be putting in his mouth, because now that's dangerous.
Think about all the kids that chewed on pencils and still do. You know what I'm saying?
You know, how do we avoid the pencil chewer, bro?
All right, let's start with Sarah in West Bend. We'll start with her first on 7. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
What is your advice?
I feel your pain. I had 3 pacifier kids.
Okay.
So, with my middle, he was the hardest to break. And yes, things always went into the mouth. Mm-hmm. And it was normally when he was tired.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably getting those 2-year-old back molars in. So it's been comfortable.
100%. Well, that's the thing. He's got to be teething. Yeah.
But he doesn't care for the ice chewers or any of the other chew toys he got.
He wants what he wants. He wants to chew on a Lego or a Hot Wheel.
There are those, if you think about it, and they now have those like little straw thingies for like the babies. More of the straw. They're like silicone. They're textured. They're over by like the baby.
You're saying give them a silicone straw to chew on or what?
Well, there's that. But for my middle one, if he's not liking the ice chewer things, it was a damp frozen washcloth that you would
some
cycle.
Some old school stuff right
that
there.
Is old school.
Old school. But he's going to have to like the texture if you try that, because that's a different texture too.
Yeah.
That would be a totally different one depending on the washcloth and what it is. That's not a bad idea.
I'll write it down.
Advice.
I mean, frozen washcloth or
Sarah,
something.
I think what we're taking from you is we'll try the frozen washcloth. Yeah, DZ?
Maybe we go back to the old school methods, because I was trying to think new school, or how do we just stop him from chewing on stuff?
I want you to be prepared, and Sarah may back me up, that you may not stop it. Yeah. And you may need to be need to be mentally prepared that it may not stop. Even no matter how much you try to help and stop it, it may not stop.
I can receive that.
So, and it's okay, right? That parents go through this, but you're just, it's a fight.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those fights.
Quick question, DZ. Is he in a toddler bed yet?
No, he is. He's been in a toddler bed for almost a year.
Okay.
Danny?
Okay. Well, then, because sometimes
when he was climbing
two changes
too much.
Happen at it's once, impressive. They don't. They'll resist one change. You know what I mean? They'll accept one, and then they'll...
You're saying they'll regress.
No, thankfully it's been
a little
in steps.
Bit.
It's been in steps, and the pacifier being gone is great. Now we realize the new issue is that he's putting everything else in his mouth now.
He's chewing on stuff, yep.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah.
I would go old school on trying to figure this problem out.
Okay, noted. Thanks for calling, Sarah.
Yep.
Appreciate you. Much love. Bye.
All right, pull up Alexis in Milwaukee next. She's got an 8-year-old, and she says she kind of deals with this. Hi, Alexis.
Morning.
Hi. Hey. Good morning, guys.
Morning. What's your advice?
Good morning, youngin.
Hey, what's your advice, Alexis?
So my advice is give them safe alternatives.
Like what?
That's all you can do. So, like, make sure he knows, like, hey, these are for play and not eat, but you can eat. So my son, he has special needs. So he likes to put a lot of stuff in his mouth.
Right.
So I have to explain to him, hey, no, these are for play. Or you can have, like, I'll crush up graham crackers and then pretend it's, like, sand or something.
If you want to eat something, yeah.
Yes. Hmm. Or if it's, like, something seriously that he should not put in his mouth.
Battery operated, yep.
Yes, I put apple cider vinegar or some type of vinegar. So it's like he gets that first taste of it.
And then
he spits it out immediately.
Uh-huh.
And then he doesn't want to, and then that kind of associates a bitter taste with
whatever that is. Uh-huh.
Yes.
I'm following.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Interesting.
So it's gonna take a while, but you just gotta, you know, explain to them like, hey, this is for play. This is not for eat. You can eat this.
And wouldn't it be a little different if a child does have special needs and one doesn't? I mean, wouldn't you have different methods?
Yeah,
honestly, 100%. I'm just trying to be completely honest here.
For some things, maybe you could modify some other things to make them work for you.
Yeah.
But also, the fact is, we don't want to put the Legos up or hide the toys that Sammy, our oldest, can more, you know, dexterously play with.
Oh, well, that's your own battle then. I'm not getting involved in that.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a whole nother issue.
Yeah, I don't know what I did with Owen and Hudson. I don't remember.
Our Lego's about to smell like apple cider vinegar.
Yeah. Yes, Alexis.
You just gotta put them in there. You just gotta, you know, let them know, like, hey, this is for play. This is not for
eat. It's a continued fight.
All in all, they're all kids.
It's a continued fight. We hear you.
Alexis,
we
appreciate you. Thanks for calling. Okay, it's chaos. Bye.
Have a great day. Just started yelling in the back.
I don't know what's going on over there. People are texting in that their little ones love those little silicone straws.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and if it's the silicone straws that have come in some of the newer cups, then we've got a bunch of those.
You got those already.
If there's kids' straws that are, like, chew safe, let us know. He's chewing through everything.
Somebody sent an Amazon link, too. We'll have to check it out. Fine. Cool. Last but not least, get ready, everybody. It's Destiny in Milwaukee. Look out.
Ooh, we ain't got time today.
Look out. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
There's always time.
In the air, if you're the true player. What up, y'all?
What up?
Destiny. You got babies.
Let the kid live.
Ooh.
Excuse me? I'm trying to keep him alive.
Your running shoes, DZ, because this is the stage where they put stuff in their mouth and they look at you and say, ha-ha, and then take off running.
True.
Destiny's right. I'm trying not to be negative,
he's
but it's a fight you're going to keep fighting. It's a nightmare. Like,
he's building his immune system.
Well, okay.
With what?
Okay.
Whatever garbage he's putting in his mouth right now, he's helping build the immune system.
Bro, I'd rather him get the germs from the micro germs under his nails than to keep putting dangerous Legos or whatever other Hot Wheels and
they
stuff.
They keep you on your toes. See, that's why you stay young. That's how you stay young.
Destiny, I just opened the link that Carrie in Waukesha sent us, our girl, and they are teething sticks for babies 0 to 36 months. I've never seen these.
I'm going to have to pull those up. Those
never
look
seen
nice.
These. $9.99. I'll order them for you right now.
What's up? Send me the link.
I got you.
We not doing sticks. Then we're going to go outside and put one of them sticks in our mouth and we're going to think they're the same thing.
And then run around.
See what I'm saying? Open up a whole other can of worms.
Hold the order, Allie, actually.
I'm getting it right now. Too late. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
I was just telling DZ how great tennis was yesterday because I started a tennis class.
Yeah.
And, dude, I actually need to tell you this. Okay, listen. So I started my tennis class at Princeton Club, okay? Mm-hmm. It's once a week. And I was thinking, man, I really like it. I'd like to play more than once a week, but take it easy, Allie. You know, start with this class once a week, and you can ease into leagues or whatever if you decide to, even though pickleball's everything now.
Was this week two or week three?
This was week two.
Okay.
So I posted that I had been at tennis class yesterday after we got off work, and then I get an email.
Well, we got a lot of emails.
This one made me really excited.
Okay.
Let me find it here. It said, where is it? I want to get it right when I read this to you.
You want to read verbatim?
I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the title says USTA Tennis.
Huh?
I'm getting called to the big leagues.
Hold on.
I'm already getting called.
You getting scouted?
Yes. USTA Tennis. Yeah.
Holla at me. What'd they say?
So it comes from Jillian. And where is the original email? Man, sometimes I hate Gmail the way it... Okay.
It stacks, yeah.
It says, Allie, so excited to see you're playing tennis. I'm the local league coordinator for Milwaukee Metro USTA Leagues.
Boom.
It's like I've been scouted and they want me.
I mean.
And then she says, we have just kicked off our fall outdoor season and would love to have you play on our teams.
Fall outdoors?
We have beginner, co-ed.
Co-ed? Hey, don't look at me like that.
Ding, 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 ding.
Nope.
Fine. I was thinking I might meet a nice gentleman if I joined a co-ed league.
That's what I'm thinking. You better open format this and look for some tennis players.
So then I was like, well, send me the schedule. Maybe this is my chance to join a league, you know? And then I started thinking, oh, it's going to get cold. And do I want to play outside? And I don't know.
And you know I'd play with you, but low-key, I'm still healing from surgery. So I'm not doing any sports for the next 12 months.
Actually, don't. I'd be mortified.
Oh, I'll pull up.
But the problem is, I don't know if I can make this work. She sent me the schedule, and it's two nights that I could pick from. One is Tuesdays, and like I could normally do that, but I have things. I literally have events coming up on Tuesdays. It's really weird.
Where it doesn't stack in your favor.
I would miss so many nights, right? I mean, there's just things on Tuesdays. And then I'm going to 21 Pilots next Tuesday.
Hey.
Then Mrs. Doubtfire is going to be at the Marcus Center. I'm going to see that on like a Tuesday.
You're
going
to go watch Mrs. Doubtfire on the screen?
I'm dying to see the play. I'm dying to, yes. I don't know what to expect as a play.
Oh, wait, it's a play?
It's a play.
Oh,
wait. At the Marcus Center downtown.
Wait, oh, I heard Marcus. I just assumed Marcus
Mrs.
Theaters.
Mrs. Doubtfire is coming as a play. I don't know what to expect, but
this is news to me. I want to go see.
Yeah, I'm going to that. Hey. So I'll send you the media invite I got because I thought you got one too. I don't know.
I might have missed it.
So I'm super excited. So the point is, Tuesdays would normally work, but it's just not gonna.
What's the other night then?
Friday.
Oh.
And who wants to give up a Friday?
Friday night.
I go to sleep on
Friday. Friday night.
Friday, but the thing is, it could be fun. You could go play, and then maybe they all go out.
It turns into like a little mingle session.
A social
session,
league,
social.
Much like softball leagues.
And people, maybe they bring a cooler, and it's just the social is that you're
or
playing tennis.
Maybe I just start in the spring. Let's be real. Because this isn't looking good for me right now.
So they don't have a winter indoor league, then I'm
no,
assuming?
No, I don't think. They play outside at courts outside, like in Milwaukee.
Got it.
Like, she told me what park they play at. So, you're outside.
It must be one of those
parks. It's Wick Park. It's okay. Wick. Yeah, it's Wick.
Makes sense.
So anyway, you're welcome, USTA Tennis. There's your league promotion. But I don't know. So that's my update. When I got the email, I felt like Serena Williams, even though I'm horrible.
Listen, to get an email going, hey, we've seen you playing tennis. Would you be interested in joining the league?
And I still have to pay for it and everything. It's not free, but you know what I mean. I would pay for it.
Allie's going pro. That's what I heard.
She didn't scout me like, hey, you're so good, we want you. It was like, hey, here's how much it costs. Do you want to join?
Allie will soon be endorsed by Wimbledon.
I got to order new tennis skirts. What am I going to wear?
Wimbledon, whatever it's called, bro. Listen.
You know what's funny?
You're going pro.
I don't even have a good enough racket. I'm buying more clothes than rackets right now.
You're going pro.
I am going pro. Tennis is my new thing. Look out.
If the outfit hits, the racket don't matter.
Feels natural.
The outfit's what makes the noise, not the racket.
Thank you. Well, I see you, tennis. I see you, and I see you see me.
And I see y'all seeing each other.
We see each other.
But when will y'all meet? Only time will tell.
So anyway, thanks for listening to me brag about the email I got yesterday. I was very excited when I got that.
That is
very
huge.
Excited. That I felt excited because I've been looking for more places to get involved, you know?
It's like when I got scouted by our friend to go play in his flag football league.
It changed your life, didn't it?
I am, I am an old football player. I did play in college, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Lakeland.
Well, and the people you meet, I'm loving meeting people by doing the class at Princeton, you know? I've met so many new people I wouldn't have met.
And even if you haven't exchanged information yet, you might exchange information later, and then guess what? You might have just made some new friends.
Exactly. All right, you ready for Am I the Jerk?
Yeah, good luck on pro.
Thank you. This Am I the Jerk is going to be interesting. It involves breaking up and having a dog.
Oh, no.
And what do you do with the dog?
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is she the jerk for not letting her ex see the dog?
I mean, I got to hear full circumstance because I don't want to judge pre-hearing.
It says, hey, Allie and DZ, my ex and I split up about 3 months ago. We had a dog together, and although we both wanted to keep the dog, we decided I would take him since I paid for him and handled most of his care. Well, my ex reached out and told me he wanted to visit the dog. I didn't give him an answer because I'm not sure how I feel. I know he misses the dog, but I feel he has ulterior motives, and I'm also not ready to see him again after the way things ended so poorly. Am I the jerk if I say no, he can't come see the dog.
Well,
I know Megan this, on IG.
It feels simple, but it really isn't. Because to me, I don't think this is about the dog at all.
No?
No. I think she's projecting her own feelings.
Maybe.
And I don't want to say, yeah, she's different. But why does the dog matter as far as you have the dog? It's not him coming to take the dog from you.
Right.
He's not trying to fight you for the dog. He's just saying, hey, I want to come see the dog.
Is it healthy, though? Is the dog going to get feelings back? I mean, the dog even is trying to move on. Dad's gone, you know?
You don't know that.
Are you triggering the dog by bringing the ex back?
Dog could be sad. But jokes aside, for real?
Yeah, this is tough.
You don't even got to be there. And she's feeling like, no, she's got to be there, right? I want to be there to watch him interact with our former child.
Our former child. It's a child to a lot of people, especially kidless couples.
Fur babies.
Know? It's their child.
The kidless couples.
They play house with dogs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So when they break up, they treat it like a split household situation.
No, it's a hard thing to split up with a pet.
Well, she's got full custody, though. She doesn't have to worry about that.
She doesn't.
She can say, hey, you're more than welcome to come get the dog. And this isn't about a solution. But she doesn't have to be there. And I think she's making it about her being there and seeing him and drumming up old feelings and like, he's got ulterior motives. Did he say that?
Jerk.
Yeah, I'm saying jerk. It's a dog. And who knows does it say how long they were together before?
No, it just says they broke up 3 months ago, but they were together long enough to adopt a dog together. But she paid for it and took care of it mostly. She's saying she's the master.
She is.
Honestly.
She is the owner.
I don't think, I'm going to say not the jerk. You're bringing up old stuff for you and the dog. Splitting with a dog is so tough. You know, I went through it with Bella. Mm-hmm. That was really hard. And every time my ex would come to get the kids, Bella would just freak out.
Get excited.
That was hard on everybody. That was hard on him. You know what I mean?
Was it weird?
Yeah, it was weird.
So it wasn't like just like, oh, it's a dog. Pet the dog.
He would ignore her to try to not get her.
Get her riled up.
Yeah. Oh. And it was just, it's tough on pets. They're not stupid. You know what I mean? They know who they live with.
Okay. Well, then let me say, I now understand.
See, now you feel bad for the dog.
Almost a little bit, because I get that dogs have emotions and they feel things, but our dogs also just get excited and seeing everybody. So I'm thinking dogs are dogs. Dogs are just happy and dogs get riled up regardless of who it is. Mm-hmm. But if it's an ex, say you were together a few years and you had that dog a few years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the people that they knew as owners is gone, even if they didn't take care of them like you did.
Sarah and Maguanago texted in. She said 414. She texted into 414-533-1037. She said she's the jerk. Just let him see the dog. They probably spent a lot of time together. I mean, yeah, because it could just be like, just let him see the dog. But then what are you going to do next? Is he going to come back and want to see the dog again?
Maybe.
Now we're going to have issues.
Now he's going to say,
what I mean?
Can I take the dog overnight?
See what I mean?
I didn't. Y'all are so.
Somebody said, not the jerk. I went through this with my ex. Oh, that's not fair to the dog. And making the dog think the person is going to be around again when they're not. Oh, I see why you said that.
And
yes.
If they're not going to be around, I see why you wouldn't. But then wouldn't you want him to at least say goodbye, have some closure, right? If that didn't happen when the breakup happened, if it was an ugly breakup.
I'm sorry, I saw the text. I saw the text that made me laugh. Allie, are we for real? Stop siding with the woman, you sexist.
Oh, chill out.
I don't even know what that means. I don't know how this is sexist, okay? You could reverse it. I would have said the same damn thing.
Nowhere near it.
I would have said the same thing. Why are you opening up these wounds?
Yeah.
Unless you're going to get back together, there is just no reason. That's just my opinion.
And in the reverse, I still would have said jerk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you're not letting them see the dog, what does it matter? I think, you know, as a male or as a female, you're then projecting how you're going to feel.
Yeah,
in front
I get
of
what you're saying about how you think she's just making it about her, but I also think there's more to it.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she sees the dog more.
Yeah, 414-533-1037. And I'll never stop fighting for women. Thank you. Bye.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is Megan the jerk for not letting her ex see the dog after they broke up? She decided to keep it. 3 months later, he reached out and said, I really want to see the dog. And she's like, I don't know how I feel. I feel like he might have ulterior motives. Well, Melanie and Brookfield texted in and said, it's been 3 months. Obviously, it wasn't a priority for 3 months. Move on, bro. Not the jerk.
Dang. Ooh. I hear you, though.
Uh-huh. Matilda and Vernon said, hey, y'all, I think she's not the jerk, but the jerk.
No Midwest it. No Midwest it.
We need reasons. Like, why'd you break up? Do you feel bad for the dog? No, we don't need those reasons.
It would help, but it doesn't.
It doesn't matter.
It's not necessary for an answer.
It's not going to change the dog situation.
Yeah.
You know?
And who knows? Maybe 3 months was his, like, leeway period of, I don't want to reach out and make it weird because it ended so badly, but in 3 months, I'm going to try to see my dog again. And maybe get back with it.
Maybe. All right, well, we got some characters on the phone today. You ready for this?
Oh, Lord, I don't know.
Turn up the energy. Who are we starting with?
You choose.
I'll go with Roger in Milwaukee. Bring them out, bring them out. Woo-wee, get ready.
Yo, good morning, Ali Deezy, Milwaukee, stand up, it's your boy, the OGER. If you don't know, now you know, let's go.
Woo! Roger, welcome back.
Hey. All right, good morning.
Good morning. Is Megan the jerk for not letting her ex see the dog?
Definitely the jerk. Definitely the jerk.
Definitely the jerk.
Go on.
Okay, one thing is, maybe he respectfully, like Deezy said, gave some time, 3 months was good enough. Now I want to see my dog. I mean, listen, you just have to be an adult, say, okay, I drop the dog off and go on my way.
Yeah.
There ain't no feelings in that. Mm. If you feel that, you know, oh, he trying to creep back in, you go let him in.
Cut it. Yeah. Cut
exactly.
it.
Yeah.
Cut
you
it
go
or
let
you
him
go
in.
Let it happen. Yeah.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
Because he doesn't have to see you with
there's
the dog.
Maybe. I mean, hey, he just
Roger,
doesn't happen. He
you're
just
happily
doesn't happen
married.
To move back
you're
in and
dating.
All the other good stuff.
He doesn't get that leeway, though. And if you already fear it, I hear what Roger's saying is because you might have an inkling that you're going to let it happen.
Exactly. You already got that feeling that, oh, it might happen. No, it won't happen.
Make
just
it about
drop
the dog
off
only.
And walk away.
Yep. Make it about throw the leash.
Open the door, let the dog run out, and slam the door as quick as you can until he brings the dog back, and then stalk him.
No, you don't even have to do that. Respectfully, hand the dog over, walk away. It's just that easy.
And say you're worried about him taking the dog, then put an Apple AirTag on the leash. You'll
Roger,
be all right.
That's never going to happen. They're going to be like, oh, our baby, and they're going to bond, and they're going to be like, look at her, and the dog's going to be jumping, and they're going to have this happy memory together from the dog, not all the bad stuff that happened.
And then
Roger.
She's going to go, well, do you want to come in
and
feed her?
She let that happen.
Do you want to come in and give her dinner?
Do you want to walk her together?
You want to?
Exactly.
Hey, Roger said, but she let it happen. All he said was the dog. Why is she bringing up old stuff?
Okay,
exactly,
fine.
Exactly.
All right, you
say for the
jerk.
Person that said, it's been 3 months, let it go. It's been 3 months because he respectfully gave her that space.
I do think that, though.
Another assumption.
Well, okay, it
I think he was
way.
A deadbeat dad for 3 months, and now he wants to come back in the dog's life. That's what I think.
And she was holding their child, their fur baby. Don't make the...
You already know.
Don't bring
you
the babies
know.
In the middle.
Fine, all right, fine. All right, Roger, we love you. Thank you for
love
calling.
You guys. Love you guys. Allie Deezy. Goodbye.
Bye. That was the first.
Love Roger.
He said goodbye.
Roger was a garbage man in Milwaukee for 100 years. He's retired now, and he is a character, man. Let me tell you.
He knows your secrets.
We're going to Bella in Kenosha. We have three regulars on for Am I the Jerk today, and they're all wild.
Who's next?
Bella and her husband are dog people. They are solely no kids, only dogs,
certified.
And they're obsessed.
Certified
so I can't
babies.
Wait to hear this one. Is
yes.
Megan the jerk for not letting her ex see the dog after the breakup?
I'm with my boy Roger on this one. She the jerk.
Oh, really?
Fine. I had y'all saying not the jerk.
I know. I knew you thought I was going to say that, DZ.
Huh.
But I went through this with a boyfriend in my 20s, and I was upset when he didn't want to see the dog. So I'm like, it ain't about me, it's about the dog. And then eventually he came back around and the dog was happy to see him. And then he left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made his little visits. And like, don't put human emotions on dogs.
You
just want to like experience.
She had custody.
I had custody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, full custody.
And slowly the dog just forgot about him, right? And was like, eh.
Right, but then when he
is.
Saw him again, he was happy. And then he forgot about him again. Because their minds, and like, it goes fast.
Can I be honest? I can't believe we don't have an actual like dog court. Like that there's not something on TV where people fight over dogs. Yeah, this might be a genius idea for a show, but like maybe there's too many legal ramifications because it's like fighting over like how... We should have a dog court.
It'd be like fake court, yeah. though. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It wouldn't be real.
It couldn't be real.
You could be it, Bella.
It'd be reality TV, right? Like, realistically, yeah, that's the most it could be because at the end of the day, the most you could do is have some word-of-mouth agreement that says, you have the dog on this day, I'll have the dog on this day. And you stick to that. Yo, listen.
Just saying, dog court.
Yeah, he's making it about her. Let him see the dang dog.
Maybe we have a new segment on Allie and DZ, dog court.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't want to be responsible for your dog, though. Oh. Is that the siren?
Dun, dun, let him see your dang dog.
All right. We off, bro.
All right, Bella. Love you. Bye.
All right. Love to all my Sheboygan peeps.
Love. Bye, Bella. She said, why? She said jerk.
Why'd she shout out Sheboygan? She's in Kenosha. She's just people.
She just shouting out everybody.
Amanda's
Sheboygan.
In Racine. Last but not least, Lord help us. Amanda.
One shaky.
Thank God Lil Jon's not in town anymore.
Okay. It's because she was more worried about the next line.
Yeah, exactly. Are you saying jerk or not the jerk when Megan decided her ex could not see the dog?
So I'm going with my peeps, Roger and Bella. I'm going with jerk, baby.
No.
It's a conspiracy. Yes. You're all teamed up together.
I swear they got a group chat going behind off air. Ain't no way everybody's saying jerk.
Yes, a dog is like a child.
Yes.
And they're very important.
Yes.
And you know what? When I was kicked out of my mom's house, guess what? I still snuck over there to say hi to the dog.
When I was kicked out of my mom's house. I love the first line of that,
How do we rip after that? That just made me sad.
Amanda, you're hysterical. You know what? Love you. Thanks for calling.
It was worth it, though. The dogs were worth it.
You said jerk. So nobody said not the jerk today?
It was a vacuum sealed sweep. You better let that man see that dog. But can I pet that dog?
No.
Can I pet that dog?
Bye, Amanda. We love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. When a relationship ends and a decision was made, everyone needs to move on.
Well, too late. You already got worked out.
Jerk is what it is today. It'd be interesting to see what they say on Facebook. Okay, we got to give away tickets. Are you ready?
I'm ready now.
21 Pilots are coming to Milwaukee in less than a week. Next Tuesday night, they're going to be at the AmFam Amphitheater on the Summerfest grounds, and you could be going right now. We've been taking caller 23 all week, so screw it. 414-533-1037. They're coming on the 23rd, so caller 23, you're going to see 21 Pilots. Good luck. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Tammy is on the phone in Burlington this morning.
Love Burlington, co-factory. Yeah. What?
I don't think they're correlated, DZ.
Oh, well, they could be. They should be.
I don't think so. Hi, Tammy. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
What are you doing?
I am driving up to Milwaukee to the hospital to see my mom. Not a good day.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
It's okay. Things are getting better. It's okay.
That's what matters, and that's all I want to know.
That's
good.
definitely all that matters. Well, then we're going to make your day a little bit better because you're going to 21 Pilots next week.
Woohoo! Thank you.
You're so welcome. Congratulations. You can take whoever you want. It's at the AmFam Amphitheater next Tuesday, and you got two tickets, okay?
That's
and we
right.
hope your mom gets better, okay?
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Healing energy all your way, Tammy.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, we'll be thinking about you, Tammy. Oh.
Thanks much.
We appreciate you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Give your mom a hug for us.
Thanks. Yep.
Please.
Thank you.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned give your mom a hug
mm-hmm.
because we have something to talk about and it involves hugging.
Oh, do we now?
You're not going to believe the hugging numbers I have for you next.
Hugging numbers?
How long you're spending. Just it will
what
make
the hell
more
are
sense.
Hugging numbers?
How long? Trust me, there's a big difference between how you hug your significant other and other people around you. And I am going to tell you all about it.
Well, yeah, Aaron pushes me when I hug her.
Well,
I know the difference.
It's because you're trying to get booty. But anyway, you're married. So what's new? All right, I'll explain it. Yeah, you're laughing because it's true, isn't it?
No, yes. No contest, no comment.
Yeah, exactly.
Plead the fifth.
Yeah, you should plead the fifth. All right, I'll explain next. Hold on, KISS FM. Aw, 103.7, KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. So we were talking about hugging DZ. It's Allie and DZ.
We said hug, not thug.
We did. And the other day, I was having a day.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was just, I don't want to say emotional. Maybe I was irritable. I was irritated with things. And I was around the kitchen stomping around.
Overstimulated, maybe.
Overstimulated. and Hudson, my 12-year-old, who I love to say is very emotionally intelligent. I'm very proud of that kid. He turned and he looked at me in the kitchen out of nowhere and he goes, "Do you need a hug?"
Oh, such a sweet kid.
Isn't that sweet? Which is never the way my parents would have dealt with it when you were having a bad day. You know, that's why I'm like that. Yep. Everything's on edge, it's right? And I go, "Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
I do." So Hudson leads with love. You know what I mean? That's why I love that kid. I've learned so much from him about mental health, you know? And it's nice. And so he gave me a nice hug and it made me feel a little bit better because it made me like reset and go, hold on, I need to be grounded.
Yeah.
I need to reset. I need to relax and everything's going to be okay.
He helped recenter you for a little bit and go, okay, I can keep going now.
The power of hugging is crazy because get this.
I'm listening.
How long do you think the average hug lasts?
The average hug, I'd say like 4 or 5 seconds, maybe.
Little high, little low. It turns out if your romantic partners, you hug for an average of 7 seconds.
Okay,
long hug.
That matters.
If your friends, the average hug is 2.8 seconds.
Whoa. That's a huge difference. 2.8
I think
seven
is way too long. Okay, so let's time this out. I'm going to get my stopwatch out, and this will be...
Two is way too
short.
So
if you're a partner right now, the hug would start now.
Now I'm hugging. I'm done. Okay.
7 seconds now.
Wow.
That's how long 7 seconds is, you guys.
Wow.
Now, if we're friends...
All right.
We're starting now.
Hugging Allie.
Done.
Yeah. No,
see?
That actually feels pretty accurate.
See?
That actually feels
Isn't
pretty accurate.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. They're
I had
saying,
to close my eyes and envision it. I went, yeah, that's about right.
And do you know how they figured this out?
How?
They used high-speed cameras to capture people hugging, then used AI to analyze it.
The metrics of
and
it?
And then to get the metrics. Isn't that wild how they can figure this stuff out with just video cameras in society? They're zooming in on people hugging?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, here's something I've never considered, right? I've never timed a hug to been like, too long of a hug with a friend. Get away from me. That was weird now.
Yeah.
But I have had moments where I was like, oh, that was a really long embrace.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the friend needed it, whether they wanted it or not. It's like I've had really long embraces where I was like, that was longer than most hugs I've probably ever given you.
But you needed it.
Or they needed
hugging
it or whatever.
Hugging is important. Some people don't hug at all.
Some people
love to hug and some people don't hug at all. I'm a hugger. I don't know. I walk up to people I don't know and I go, can I hug you? You're the opposite of that.
I'm not
but
a huge hugger.
But I almost want to hug people, which I have to stop now because not everybody wants to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually more aware of that nowadays. So now I go, can I hug you?
Mm-hmm.
And usually people say yes. I don't know if anyone's ever said no.
I've definitely said no to people.
No, damn.
I've had to. I don't want to be in a weird headspace and feel like I'm forced to have physical touch with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'll be honest. It's happened with my children where they're coming up trying to hug me and I'm like, listen, I appreciate it, but I'm a little...
Well, that's because they hang on us and they get annoying.
Too overwhelmed.
You're like, get off my leg.
Right? But the other day, I was moaning and groaning, really having a bad time with my knee. And, you know, Aaron came up and gave me a hug and just like embraced me for a good 10, 12 seconds longer than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the boys picked that up. And they also joined in on the family hug. And then I started getting overwhelmed with emotions because I was just in this big bear hug of a family and went, you know what? I actually did need this.
See what hugging did for you?
I did need
this. Go to the phones. You can call or text 414-533-1037. We're talking about hugging. Hi, who's this?
Ariana LaSalle.
Oh, Ariana, hey. I'm giving you a hug through the phone. Let's play your theme song.
I am too. Yes.
Hugs.
Hug to you guys. I'm a hugger. I love to. That's how I show my, like, how important you are to me.
Aww.
Like, sometimes, like, it's kind of awkward because you're like, should I hug them? So it's like a side hug. That's like a 1 second
hug. Oh, my gosh,
hug,
the most awkward hug. I hugged our friend's husband the other day.
The shoulder tap hug. Boop, boop, boop.
Dude, when I hugged, when I hugged our friend's husband at the golf outing, when the face is hit and you almost kiss and you're like, oh, this is so awkward.
See?
I didn't mean to do that. Oh, man. And you know what I'm talking about.
I do, but I don't understand it because for me, a kiss on the cheek is less than a hug. So I'd almost rather greet you with a kiss on the cheek, like, oh, hi,
really?
Mama, how you doing?
That's
mad Hispanic.
A kiss is more than a hug to me. A kiss on the cheek is more affectionate and more intrusive than a hug all day.
And I don't know why
that's
it's backwards to me. The only way I explain it is because I didn't grow up giving everybody a hug, but I grew up kissing everybody on the cheek. So it's like, now I'm like, I'm not a big hugger.
I think that's a Hispanic thing, because honestly, thinking about it, DZ, I do kiss on the cheek when it's like you know, Hispanic.
It's common.
Like, in the family, you know? Mm-hmm. Because honestly, I give hugs more than I give a kiss.
Ariana, when I met you, I hugged you. I remember.
You hugged me like a big hug. Aww. Like, I was like, oh, you
girl.
Know?
So, I was like, come here, you little nugget. She's a little shorty. Come here, Ariana.
I'm a chicken nugget. And then I have you, Allie, super tall over here hugging me.
My 5'11 self, her little Latina ass. We're trying to hug.
That's why we do the kiss on the cheek. It's too much of a height difference.
She's going to have to kneel down to give me a kiss on the cheek.
See? That's even funnier, bro. That's even
Ariana,
funnier.
We love you. Thank you for calling.
I love you guys. Big air hug. I'm air hugs. Bye.
All that. Bye. Much love.
Listen to this. Somebody texted in and said, at Disney, the cast cannot let go of a hug until the child does.
Really?
That's cute.
That's kind of cool, though.
You can call or text 414-533-1037. I'll read this text, and then we're going to talk to you next. Somebody said there's a therapeutic benefit to hugging for 22 seconds or more. This is Sarah in Mequon. She's a therapist. She said, my 15-year-old and I hug long hugs.
Sarah's aww. Talking about releasing them serotonin
mm-hmm.
levels.
Mm-hmm. Well, last night I even walked out and just took my shoes off and said, step on the grass.
Ground yourself.
Ground yourself. But a hug can do that too, you know?
You're technically hugging the earth with your feet.
I was trying.
That works. That's a hug.
I was also yelling at birds while I did it, but nobody asked, okay? Get out of my yard.
I mean, grounding, yelling,
anyway,
and potatoes.
Hugging. We're talking about hugging, and we'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Wepa.
We're talking about hugging and how they said the average hug lasts depending on the relationship. But mm-hmm. if you're romantic partners, it's about 7 seconds. If you're friends, it's about 2.8. Some people don't want to be hugged. Some people don't even want to be touched.
Yeah, some people don't really like mm-hmm. physical contact like that.
Well, Brandon's in West Bend. Pull him up quick. He called because he was trying to win tickets, which we already gave away. And then he goes, well, what are you talking about? And I go, hugging. You want to hug it out or what, Brandon?
You want to join the party? What up, Papa?
Brandon, you said you like hugging, but it can't be from a stranger. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm a stranger. I walk up to you and I go, hi, nice to meet you. I'm a hugger. Can I hug you? What would you say?
I'd say I'm all right.
Oh,
he really is.
Nice. So
you don't initiate many hugs, but you won't reject a hug from someone you know. Does that sound about accurate?
Well, from the people I know, I would hug. But, like, I mean, you're still technically a stranger to me, so I wouldn't just want you to walk up and hug me.
Yeah. Does it feel intrusive to hug strangers?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
When does a stranger become not a stranger? Is it the second time you meet? Do you have to have a relationship established? You got to have a moment in time that's like, okay, now I'll hug you. Well, how do you decide?
It's like a relationship established. Like, okay. Once you guys hang out a couple times.
Got to hang out.
You got to have a few hangouts, and you got to know be to each other's house. I'm just filling that in for Brandon. I don't know if that's true.
So basically, Brandon's got to call 5 days in a row and get a theme song before we're able to hug him.
Exactly.
We got to be family
first. We don't
know
him well enough.
Yep.
He said, yep.
Yep, pretty much. All right, Brandon, thanks for calling. Try to win those tickets tomorrow, okay?
Thank you.
The 21
will.
Pilots one.
All right, man. Talk Goodbye. To you tomorrow. Day two. We're going to make you a hug. You're going to hug us.
So we're talking about hugging and how, you know, a lot of humans hug each other all the time in different kinds of situations. You know, sometimes it's a celebratory mm-hmm. hug. Sometimes it's a greeting. Sometimes it's a grief and you're sad. Sometimes you just need a romantic hug. There's so many types of hugs.
And you could probably share grief hugs that are way longer than mm-hmm. the 2 seconds with friends because you know that embrace is needed.
I think it's so cool, though, how they figured this out by literally using cameras in society and zooming in on people hugging. That's how they did this study to find out how long we actually hug.
What was the average again?
It was 7 seconds if you're romantically involved. Partners hug for about 7 seconds, and then it's an average of 2.8 seconds for friends.
I thought 2.8 was short, but then mm-hmm. I thought about it and went, no, yeah, that's about long. Almost three, but not quite three.
Listen to this. People who have more anxiety and self-doubt tended to leave more distance in a hug, while tighter hugs were given by conscientious types who tend to be responsible and careful.
Okay.
You get a better hug from someone who's responsible and careful. The anxious ones are, but that makes sense because you'd be farther away if you were anxious social anxiety.
You know, you stick your arms out a little more, you stick your butt out a little more, you do the awkward side hug pat thing because you don't want to make full contact. You're not a hugger.
Mm-mm. Let's go to Anna in Sherman Park, one of our regulars, and I'll pull up some texts too. I tried so hard. Anna. Good morning.
Good morning, Milwaukee.
Morning, morning, morning.
What's going on? Are you, you're a hugger. I've hugged you before. I know it.
Anna's a hugger.
I know it.
I'm actually torn between that.
Oh, we just forced you to hug us. Oh, you didn't really want to.
No, no, no. You guys, I will hug all day. I will hug all day.
Thanks. Thank you. But why won't you hug other people?
There's a line with whether or not it's a fake hug or an actual
embrace.
Wait, so what's a fake hug? Give me an example.
Good question.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Just pat you on the back, you know, that kind of thing. Just like you can read too much into text.
You could read too much into hugs and embraces, too, and people do it all the time. Anna's actually 100%
do?
Right.
Oh.
If I feel like I've seen a friend.
I think hugging is more an intimate thing.
Yeah.
Allie, say I don't see you for a month, right?
Yeah.
I had knee surgery. I didn't see you for a month. I would have felt weird if you walked up in the house when you came to see me and you ain't hugged me.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
Right?
Right?
Like, granted, I was hurting and like, all right, maybe I shouldn't
have
up.
But it would have been weird.
But even the awkward side air hug, like something. Embrace. And had it been way too short of a hug, some people might go, wait, what's wrong?
What the heck?
Whoa,
exactly.
I needed my 2.8.
We can all take a little quote
seconds.
From Olaf.
Oh, what's
Olaf? There's free hugs here.
Aww.
Give somebody a hug today.
See,
Anna,
Faith and Fontana texted in and said, I am not a hugger. I will hug people I know. And I will say I'm not a hugger, but I'll shake your hand and put my hand out if people ask. Aww.
You can't surprise me with a hug. You genuinely can't.
Mm-hmm.
My kids can't either. Yeah,
totally.
Like I have to know a hug is coming because otherwise I'm moving aggressively.
Stephen West Dallas said her and her boyfriend hugged yesterday for about a minute. How do you know? Did you time it? How do you know?
How do you know?
How do you know?
You see the clock?
How do you know?
You started at the top of the
hour? Were
you
in the moment or were you counting the clock?
Because then you were counting. Why were you counting? You just got to embrace.
Just enjoy it.
Embrace. Let the AI count.
All right, we'll give you a hug next time we see you, Anna. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Love you, bye.
Oh, wait, Luke said, how many seconds do we consider it turning from a hug to a cuddle?
Oh, well, so one of you has to turn around and then the hugging's got to continue.
Are you spooning at that point? Then you're cuddling, okay? 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Yeah, we are.
It's Allie and DZ. Buenos dias. So I want to talk about this. There's a new personality type. Get out of here.
Yeah, bro.
It's always like, are you an extrovert or an introvert? And I feel like all the introverts are like, I'm an introvert. And I'm like, the hell you are. Nobody claims to be an extrovert when they're not, but tons of people claim to be introverts. That's how I feel about personalities. And they'll be like, I'm not outgoing, or I don't like to leave the house. And then they're out all weekend. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
You like to leave the house.
But I will say, before we talk about the new personality type, is I did have a therapist explain it to me once like this, and it made a lot of sense about an extrovert and an introvert engaging. Mm-hmm. Is that an extrovert feeds off of other people.
Correct.
Whereas an introvert, talking to people will suck the life out of them.
Exactly.
So, like, they don't want to have small talk. They don't want to talk about their family. They don't want to be, because they're thinking, why are we talking about this? If I'm going, how you doing? How's your day? Did you hear this story? They're going, I don't really see a need for this. Whereas extroverts, I get more energy from being around people and talking to people actually gives me energy, you know?
And with that definition.
And that's, to me, what the difference is.
For so long, I've been, I might be introverted because I do love being out and about.
Yeah.
I love speaking to people. Mm-hmm. I love the jobs that we have between being a Bucks in-game host.
Mm-hmm.
I talk a lot, but it is draining.
Yeah.
Mentally, emotionally,
physically.
I like
being alone too.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like going out, it doesn't energize me in the way that people think because I'm high energy.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that it's a practiced behavior because I feel like it drains me so much, I want to fight that.
Ah.
I don't want it to willingly take me out.
Sometimes I feel tired from engaging with people and that I do need a second to breathe, but I still feel better after. Sometimes I'm like, okay, who's that?
Yeah.
But it's never like, I feel worse after that. I always feel better no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. Whereas I feel like an introvert would feel worse. I still like to be alone. I can still isolate and do my own thing and be a homebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like, so I'm an extrovert. What's the new... the new personality type, DZ.
There's a new personality type, right?
Yeah, what is it?
Extroverts, outward, love people. Introverts, inward, don't necessarily rock with people. an otrovert.
Finally, another one. What is it?
Otrovert, and this comes from a psychiatrist by the name of Rami Kaminsky. He said a newly defined personality type is for people that are well-adjusted and friendly, but consistently feel like outsiders, resisting absorption in groups or collectives. Let me break that down. That's basically saying an otrovert builds stronger relationships off of one-to-one interactions.
Oh, they don't like groups.
They don't do groups, but they also do not like to be alone. They are good and they work
needy.
Well. They work best off of one-on-one.
They're in a relationship and that's the only person they talk to. Now I have an excuse for those people that say why they're like that. And I'm like, why are you only talking to the one person that you hang out with? Get some friends. Some people that fills their soul.
It's their grounding, if you will. And especially in a big group, they go, even more so gravitate. The introverts gravitate to that one person that they're collectively bonded with rather than going, I'm going to branch out, talk to other people. No, you stay close to what you know. Yeah. You stay close to home because you almost rather be home.
Right.
But you're not introverted, so you're out.
Right. Oh, my gosh. All right. 414-533-1037. Are you an extrovert, an introvert, or now a
introvert?
Maybe this is what you've been looking for, because that's a person who only likes one-on-one interaction. They're not a big group person.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Dawn texted in and said, I'm like DZ. I talk a lot, but I'm wiped out after.
Every single time.
My cup gets filled when I am alone.
And to be completely honest with you, I do get drained, and then I will consider every single conversation I have, and whether it takes me down a rabbit hole of self-doubt or whether it takes me down like some positivity in my life, it's still draining, because I'll be at home talking over everything I just talked about already, and I'm like, come on, dude, just stop. Just please stop. Seriously.
100%. Somebody texted in and said, some people do drain your energy when you're around them. Well, yeah, that's called transference. That's a totally different discussion where somebody sucks the life out of you with their problems and then they're happy because they vented to you and now you're drained. That's a different topic for another day. I could go off about transference, let me tell you.
They filled your cup with their bad and now their cup's empty to refill. You're
My
good.
My sister did it for the whole year of COVID. Okay, I talked about it. She did. She cried every day and then she felt better and I felt worse. Penny, I'm talking about you.
We love you.
Go to line 4, I guess. We're going to pull up some calls. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Morning, Nicole.
Okay, do you hear about the new personality type?
I did.
And?
Yeah, so I'm going to say that I'm the new vert. What is the new vert?
She's an otrovert. She builds one-on-ones.
I'm the otrovert. Yes, I am.
Explain yourself.
Yes,
I want to know more.
So I'm okay, like, being in social settings, you know, like family settings, stuff like that.
Well, that's familiar.
But I do. But I do gravitate towards people that I know. So, I mean, I may maybe I do know them. Maybe I should go say hi, and I'll be like, nah.
I do that, too. That's fine. I do that, too, or I just walk up and go, do I know you? Now I'm doing that to people because I don't have time to figure out if I know them. I literally go, have we met before?
You're friendly but not merged, right? Yeah. Where you'll go, we haven't met before.
I
try. How you doing?
Because I just want to get right past the awkward if I've already met them. I'm like, have we met before?
Yeah.
Great. Hi.
Some people won't even touch the awkward.
Like Yeah, exactly. Like, I just, you know, I'm good with, like, trying to adjust to my surroundings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely have a preference. Like, I mean, some people think I'm extroverted, and I would say if I had to pick one, I would be more extroverted than introverted. But now that I can be right in the middle, that's totally
me. You're
loving it. And I'm good with that. I'm good with knowing my comfort zone.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of like great friends. I have a few great friends.
We get it. You don't want to be a swinger. You don't want to. We get it. One and done.
Nope.
We get it.
I wear my feelings on my face. So if you know that I don't like you, you're gonna know I don't like you by looking at me.
Mm.
So.
We hear you, girl. All right. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you calling in today. I hope you call again sometime, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Enjoy telling everyone
guys.
You're an introvert today. Bye.
Yeah, tell somebody about yourself. Girl, listen to this. I found out I'm an introvert.
Taylor in West Bend said, I'm a fake extrovert for work.
bruh.
But I totally clam up after work. That's called professionalism. You have to go do your job.
Oh, that's
what
that's called?
Yes. Carl and Indy said, I'm very shy, but when I listen to Allie and DZ, I always want to call and talk to them. Aw, Carl, you know why? It's because we have a connection with you. That's what we do on the air. We talk to you guys. We connect with you if we're doing our jobs right, and we feel that back from you. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate that.
That's true.
We're going to talk to you guys next. The new personality type is the introvert, which means they prefer one-on-one interaction. So they're not an extrovert. They're not an introvert. But we're going to talk to you guys next. Are you an introvert? 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias. I'm wondering, maybe.
The DZ found out there's a new personality type called an introvert. So not an extrovert who feeds off of people, not an introvert who doesn't like talking to anyone.
Nope.
But we're talking about an introvert that's in the middle, right? They like one-on-one.
They're friendly. They can be out in social situations. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily prefer to be home, but they make the best connections one-to-one.
Rebecca in Sheboygan texted in at 414-533-1037. She said, I believe I'm an introvert. I hate big crowds. Yeah.
You might be an introvert.
You might be.
If you don't like staying at home, though, and you still want to at least be a part of something, yeah, you're an introvert.
Well, let's go to the phones. We have so many people ready to discuss with us. Sherry's in Germantown.
Wait, Sherry?
She got her own theme song. Yeah.
Our Sherry.
Mm-hmm. Called Sherry. 5 days in a row. Five, four, that's Sherry.
Three, two, one.
Guten Morgen.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey. All right.
Hey.
Sherry, you got to be an extrovert. Come on.
Come on.
Okay. So most people would say yes. I know growing up, I was a super introvert. I did change, but I love what I think I am. I think I'm an extroverted introvert.
That's not a thing.
That's
people
an omnivert.
People try to do this all the time, Sherry. It's not a thing.
They call that being an omnivert. You can't be both. You can't be both.
You can't be. Why do you think you're both? Tell me why, and I'll tell you why you're not. No, seriously, tell me why, and I'll tell you why you're not. I want to hear.
Ooh.
Sure. So like extroverts, if I'm in a group of people, I'm kind of like, you know, to myself, unless I know somebody.
Okay. You don't like
and
groups.
Then, but at the same time, my fiance tells me, oh, you can talk to anybody, strangers or not.
Exactly.
So you've got a lot of extroverted tendencies, but it doesn't necessarily fill your cup
but
the way an extrovert does.
Did you hear what I said, though, about extroverts like to have discussions and talk to people like you, Sherry, and introverts are going, why are we having small talk? Why are we talking about these things? I don't care.
Right.
You're a talker like us, Sherry. Mm-hmm. That's why you're an extrovert. I'm saying maybe we'll put you in the and this is not an insult, but a lot of us don't have a lot of self-awareness. Like, it just is the world nowadays.
True.
We know ourselves, but really somebody on the outside has to observe you sometimes to go, this is strange, or this is, because our normal is our normal.
Our normal is, to us,
that's
is
all we
same,
know.
Same mundane.
You know,
yeah.
I mean,
that's
but
accurate.
Sherry, you're too outgoing. No way.
I almost met you, and then you were too busy, so you had to go. It was last October at the Expo Center in Waukesha.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with my granddaughter.
Trunk
and
or treat?
Like, I gotta go. And I was like, dang it.
Trunk or treat.
Yes, it was trunk or treat.
Yeah, I probably got called to do an announcement or something. Oh, I'm sorry, Sherry.
Oh, it's okay.
I'll be there
like,
this year.
I know I'll meet her again.
You will. Next, I'll see you at the Waukesha Expo Center for Trunk or Treat this year.
And there we go.
That's where the introvert took over, and she was like, I ain't even going to push it, because she could have yelled, Allie, it's Sherry. And you sure would have stopped, but she went, nope, next time.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Guten Morgen to you.
Aww.
She could have yelled Guten Morgen. You would have been like, wait. Right. But she chose not to.
Well, Ashley in Elkhorn said, my Lexapro makes me an extrovert. Stop it, girl.
Medication don't count.
Lexapro works, let me tell you. All right, Sherry. Yeah, same. Sherry, thanks for calling. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Love you guys.
Love
bye.
You. Gwen texted in and said, I'm an anxiety-driven extrovert. That's fair.
I can hear that.
Because I'm very anxious. I have a lot of anxiety, but I'm super extroverted. So you can be both, you know, just because you get nervous around things doesn't mean you don't enjoy talking to people and feeding off of them. You know, an introvert doesn't want any of it.
I'll talk to anybody if they would like to talk, but I could sit in a room full of 100 people and not say a word. Mm-hmm. Gladly. Mm-hmm. Very much so gladly.
I could as long as somebody was talking. I can't have it silent.
I got no problems with the silence. Yeah.
Eric is in Hartford. His wife is Sarah in Hartford. You don't have the theme song, just her, Eric. Sorry.
Sorry, man.
You know what? My theme song would be better than hers anyway.
How about you call 5 days in a row and prove it, Poppy? What up?
Yeah.
I might just have to do that.
Uh-huh. No, okay.
And DZ, what you just said was like perfect. Like, what? Yeah, I can talk to people, but I'm completely fine with just like not saying anything.
With not.
I learned something from my kids, you know, like the teenage lingo. We were at the college fair at the State Fair Park on Sunday.
Yeah. Nice.
And we talked to so many people, all these college, you know, representatives. And my son Gabe, he's like, can we go? He's like, my social battery's low.
Oh, hey, man.
So, man, I've been using that. I was like, it's, you know, true. What? I feel that. I get it. And I guess when I was younger, I could consider myself more of an extrovert. Mm-hmm. As you get older, not everybody.
Well,
then you become, you know, you have less friends or your circle gets smaller.
You calm down. You're not, you exactly. know, you mature a little. But
settle into
what
life.
You also need to remember is, Eric, we're part of that generation who has gone from no technology to technology.
Yep.
So we have to deal more with the stimulation than like our kids do, let's say. Like we get over, I feel like we get more overstimulated because we were so used to not having
we
it.
We didn't know and about social just, batteries. We didn't know about social
now, wasn't
batteries
a thing.
Until we started seeing battery percentages on devices and phones, and then we went, oh, my battery's low too. Yeah.
It wasn't a thing.
It wasn't a thing.
Mm-mm.
And you guys were just talking about that stimulation and all that, like, not that long ago I was listening to you guys,
being
and I was
overstimulated.
Like, you know, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, Sherry and different Sherry in Caledonia said she's been telling everybody now she's overstimulated when she gets worked up. I'm like, it's a thing.
It's a new rule.
It's a thing because, you know, think about it. Even back in the day, you couldn't call someone. There was no anxiety about finding people because there was no way to find them.
Anxiety.
No, we just,
what
just
anxiety.
Figured
it out, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Seriously.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
And I think now that I drive dump truck for a living, so I'm by myself unless I'm talking to someone on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's making me more of an introvert. And I swear, I feel like the more I get older, I'm going to end up turning into Scarface from Half-Baked when he quit his job. Remember that part?
Yes!
Who's coming with me, man?
Yeah.
You're cool!
I'm out, bro.
Amazing. It's true. The older you get, the less you care.
Yeah. Well, the more you see. I feel like wisdom drives you to go, I don't got to have all of these conversations.
This doesn't matter.
And, I mean, he's in a truck all day. You ain't got to talk to nobody nowhere. I'd be antisocial, too. I mean,
totally.
introverted.
Totally. Don't act like you didn't see Cardi B in court. And if you didn't, get on social media. It was really, really funny. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Good morning, Buenos Dias. Call me crazy, but I ain't seen any of her in court in my algorithm.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, I saw it for like 3 days and I kept dying.
Nothing. I was surprised.
Well, it was this one clip that kept circulating because she got sued by a woman that was videotaping her in public. And then I don't know if she hit the woman or got aggressive. Something happened. I don't even really care. It was so dumb. And then
was
they
it
had
the
this,
microphone throw?
Maybe. I don't know. They had this whole court case and they were trying to say, well, the woman was suing her for like some ridiculous amount, like millions and millions of dollars, and she was fine. She was fine. So you kept seeing this clip of Cardi B in court.
Beach.
Did you call her fat?
No, I was calling her a bitch.
Did you call her fat? No, I was calling her a B. And that was circulating for like 3 days nonstop on Instagram, and I was losing it every time I saw
she
that clip.
Keeps it real.
She
though.
Does. So she won the court case, of course.
Yeah.
The woman lost.
It got dismissed.
And then she started making fun of the court case online and saying, well, now I got to pay my lawyers, so I'm going to start selling my new album. Who wants to come pay me? And it became this whole thing. She was clowning the woman for suing her, basically.
Kind of flipping it into press for herself, saying like, well,
and
now I got
genius.
All these lawyer fees. Yeah.
It was genius.
Bruh, I'm surprised I haven't seen none, but I do think it stems from when she was performing and the woman like threw water, unless I'm thinking of a different circumstance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Woman threw a cup of water, so Cardi lost it and whipped the microphone back, right? Is that the scenario that it happened in?
I thought it was
something
a woman
else? Something
who was videoing
different.
Her, but I don't know, because all I saw were the clips.
Okay.
And like I said, I don't even know if I care why the woman was suing her.
I ain't gonna lie, Cardi gets
sued. Because the woman
often.
Lost. That's what I mean.
Often.
Well, and the reason I even brought Cardi B up is because she's pregnant.
Huh?
She's pregnant. She just announced this morning.
Time out.
Fourth baby. Is she dating this guy? Is this guy on the Patriots?
Time came out.
Who is Stephon Diggs?
Stephon Diggs is a football player, okay. But I thought they had broken up.
Well, they're having a baby now, so I guess not.
Hold on.
It's her fourth baby. It just got announced this morning.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, she went on CBS this morning, I guess, and told Gayle King, yeah.
What?
I think so, yeah. It's her fourth baby because she has three with Offset? Does she have three with Offset
enough,
already?
They got the, yeah, they
I
had three
babies.
They
only had two. They got three?
They had,
well,
wow.
Here's, she met Stephon Diggs when they sat courtside at a Knicks game, and then they started dating, and now she's pregnant with his baby, and they're in love. Oh,
wow.
They're cute. Look at them. Aww.
Good for them. I really,
he's
I
got
thought,
great teeth. Look at this guy.
I thought they had taken a split, were broken up, but apparently
maybe
they're not. No, apparently they're not because
and she announced she was going on tour, so now I'm like, wait, that was announced yesterday. Hold on.
So rumors flew because Cardi had deleted photos of Stephon Diggs on her Instagram.
Oh, and people thought they broke up because of it.
Correct. Right. But no, apparently sources saying they are still very much so together. That was only a rumor, and she is expecting his baby.
Well, and sometimes you just want privacy, so maybe she took... Well, they could have been having issues, and she took them down, because sometimes putting your significant other on social media totally jinxes you.
And
I mean, it's just a fact.
If you have some turbulent times going on with your previous partner, a.k.a. Offset, they were going back and forth very publicly, and
okay,
maybe that was the choice.
This is what she got sued for. It was because some woman was trying to film her, and Cardi lost it. She was trying to film her outside of a medical office.
Oh.
And so she was a security guard, though, at the medical office.
Oh.
So Cardi B got sued by this woman for assault, battery, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. This was all in 2018. She lost. The woman lost,
so
by the way.
This is even later.
This is a woman who was a security guard filming her out. Then that was another thing that I think that set Cardi off, was like she was supposed to be working and she's filming Cardi.
I ain't heard about this incident.
Yeah.
But
well, that's
I
what,
mean,
that's what the whole court case was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Stupid. Yeah, it was really dumb, and that's why she lost.
Well, I'm glad that she really doesn't have to deal with any more legalities, you know, litigation, especially being pregnant, because that's stressful.
Yeah. Cardi B is having a fourth baby with one of the Patriots, Stephon Diggs. Is he good?
He's good. No,
he's good.
He's a dog.
Get a girl.
He's good.
Get a girl.
Honestly,
then get a girl.
I understand why Offset might have been a little offset.
Was
by
he
the
mad?
Ooh.
Well, then he shouldn't have cheated so many times, should he?
You went from a skinny rapper that eats a lot of fast food to a professional athlete that takes care of their body and works out every single day.
Rawr. Oh, yeah. One is not the same.
One is not the
You're
same.
You're right. They're totally different lifestyles.
Offset got in the gym after that. I swear he did.
He did?
I swear he did.
Cardi got him good.
Now I'm over here tea spilling. I'm like, oh,
I love
girl,
it. Keep
girl,
telling me more.
Girl, let me tell you. Offset got in the gym,
girl,
and he started working out.
Yeah, he should feel insecure because he cheated one too. I've listened to Cardi's music. He cheated one too many times. You can only push it so far.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have cheated the first time.
Get
you did
love
it again. Bye.
Gotta love, baby. I mean,
well, Cardi B's having a baby with Stephon Diggs from the Patriots, and she won her court case.
You think it's going to be a boy or a girl?
I don't care. Well, what do they have? What are the other three? I don't care.
I want to say it's two boys and a girl, I believe.
Cardi B kids. I don't know.
Because they got their baby Culture, right? Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the other three are. Eldest is Culture, son Wave, daughter Blossom.
So
and
two
now
daughters.
The fourth one
wow.
was Stephon Diggs.
Wow, wow,
mm-hmm.
wow.
Well, good luck, Cardi.